الرحمن الرحيم، وصلى الله على النبي الأمي برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sending Mu'ad radiallahu anhu away, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him and was training him, O Mu'ad, you would be coming to a people, Satati Qawman, Ahla Kitab of Yemen. They are Ahlul Kitab. Majority of them were Jews, but Ahlul Kitab are Christians and Jews. O Mu'ad, when you approach them, when you come to them, invite them first, Fad'uhum. First invite them to shahadatu Allah ilaha illallah. Invite them to testimony, to this testimony, to this belief, to this firm conviction that la ilaha illallah, that Allah is one. Allah has no partner. And Muhammad is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Mu'adh, when they come onto this, then inform them, then teach them that Allah has made 5 salawat fard upon them in the day and the night. And then when they come onto this, when they abide by this, so then you inform them about the compulsory zakat that is taken from those who have the nisab, those who are well-to-do, and then it is spent on those who are in need. When they come onto this, O Mu'adh, when you are collecting the zakat and the year has elapsed, don't take the best of their wealth. And O Mu'adh, whilst you are teaching Allah's deen in these regions, وَاتَّقِ دَعْوَةَ الْمَظْلُومِ, be careful of the prayer of the oppressed one, because there is no barrier between that prayer and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My respected listeners, in this advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, there's a lot of lesson for us. That sometimes people want deen, they are new Muslims, we are teaching them the deen. Teach them Allah's deen little by little, slowly, slowly. For example, a person came on to deen, teach them kalima, teach them la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Encourage them in this regard, build their iman. Slowly, slowly, then also teach them salah, fasting. But what we have to do is, we have to understand that a person is new to deen. He's new in Allah's deen. We can't expect everything of that person. We can't expect him to change overnight. No, you have to start dressing in this way. You have to start doing this for our sisters, working on other sisters. We can't expect them to change overnight. At least when they accepted deen, then we now and again work on them, make time for them, even if it's a few minutes every day, little by little. One day, they will be great Muslims, inshallah. But it takes a concerted, continuous effort. If we can just, you know, hammer them, then we're definitely going to lose them. But if we're going to work hard, it takes years. But our efforts will be fruitful. And they will work on others. And Allah Ta'ala will reward us. Allah Ta'ala will be happy with us by saving and caring for one person. For example, simply start with that person working in your home. Slowly, slowly, now and again, when you're performing salah, call that sister, my respected sister. Tell her, why don't you join me? Would you like to see how we pray? This is how we make wudu. And like that, one day she will teach her children. Gee, and it will be great rewards in your account of the akhirah, my respected listeners. So this is how Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught Mu'adh radiallahu anhu. In the time of Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullah alayhi, there was a revert to Islam who was spending time in the Khanqah. He just embraced Islam before Ramadan. He spent a few days. And after that, Hazrat didn't see him. He was not in sight. So Hazrat asked for him. He found out that the others were looking down upon him because he was finding it hard to fast. And then they put pressure on him and he got so scared that how difficult is this? And he ran away. He just embraced Islam before that. So Hazrat said to them, look at you all. For one of the tenets of faith, you made him lose the most important rukun of faith, which is Iman. His Iman wasn't built yet, and that's why when you put pressure on him like this, he did run away. So we learn from there, there is a beautiful system that take people, don't leave them, but gradually uplift them. As Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was ushering Mu'adh radiallahu anhu as well, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave him different salient advices. O Mu'adh, be careful of luxury. Don't involve in everything which is luxurious. Because Allah's special servants are not those who want everything to be comfortable and luxurious. And Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam kept on advising him in this regard. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is walking with him in the direction of Yemen, holding his hands and advising him. What beautiful advice. Ya Mu'adh, inni usika bi taqwa Allah. O Mu'adh, I give you strong advice. Fear Allah. Taqwa Allah. Fear Allah. Always speak truthfully. Sidq al-hadith. Always fulfill your pledges, your promises, your appointments. Repay the amana. Fulfill the amana. Wa tarqi al-khiyana. Stay away from disloyalty. Wa rahmati al-yateem. Be merciful to the orphan. Wa hifz al-jar. O Mu'adh, fulfill and preserve the right of the neighbor. Wa kadhm al-ghayz. And suppress your anger. Swallow the anger. Wa khafd al-janah. And lower your wing out of humbleness to people. Wa badl al-salam. And spread salam to humanity. Wa leen al-kalam. And be soft in speech. Speak to people sweetly, kindly, softly, politely. Wa luzum al-iman. O Mu'adh, stick to iman. وَالتَّفَقُّهُ فِي الْقُرْآنِ and continue learning and studying the Qur'an al-Kareem. وَحُبِّ الْآخِرَةِ always make akhirat priority and most beloved. وَالْجَزَعْ مِنَ الْحِسَابِ and be careful, have caution, have consciousness, worry about hisab and reckoning. وَقَصْرِ الْأَمَلِ and shorten and cutten one's aspirations for this world, hopes in this world. وَحُسْنِ الْعَمَلِ and make every deed with the consciousness of Allah. Try and perfect your every amal of akhirah. O Mu'adh, I prohibit you. Be careful. Don't ever swear and disrespect a Muslim. O tukadhiba sadiqa. And never belie and deny a truthful one. And never believe a liar. And never disobey a just imam. Ya Mu'adh, udhkurillaha inda kulli hajarin wa shajar. Remember Allah at every stone you pass. And every tree that you pass. وَأَحْدِثْ مَعَ كُلِّ ذَنْبٍ تَوْبَةٍ. O Mu'adh, at every sin you perpetrate, make tawbah again and again. وَأَحْدِثْ make tawbah again and again. أَسْرُّ بِالسِّرِّ وَالْعَلَانِيَةُ بِالْعَلَانِيَةِ. If you perpetrated the sin secretly, do good deeds more secretly. And if you did that sin openly, then make tawbah openly and do good deeds openly. وَعُدِ الْمَرِيضَةِ O Mu'adh, visit the sick. وَأَسْرِعْ إِلَىٰ حَوَائِجِ الْأَرَامِ وَالْضُعَفَاءِ and hasten to fulfill the needs of the widows and the weak and the needy. And sit with the poor and the masakeen. وَأَنصِفِ النَّاسِ مِن نَفْسِكِ give of yourself. Be just and give of yourself and speak the truth. And do not fear for Allah's sake the blame of the reproacher. If someone reproaches you or rebukes you and you spoke for Allah's sake and you did for Allah's sake, don't let that reproach and that rebuke harm you or affect you or hinder you from your cause. Allahu Akbar. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says to him, this comes in Abu Nu'aym's Hilya. This is the whole riwayat that I read so far. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says to him, أخلص دينك يكفك القليل من العمل. O Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, make ikhlas. Whatever you do, do it wholly, solely, completely for Allah's pleasure. Then whatever you do, that little that you do will be sufficient. That will take you very, very far. Because little with ikhlas is much, is great, because Allah multiplies it. And as Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is taking him, in one report, he says, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as I got onto my conveyance, this is in Ibn Sa'ad, he advised me, I placed my foot into the stirrup, جَعَلْتُ رِجْلِي فِي الْغَرْزِ أَنْ أَحْسِنْ خُلُقَكْ مَعَ النَّاسِ. O Mu'adh, O Mu'adh, have the best of akhlaq with humanity. Treat Allah's bandas with the best of akhlaq. And then Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to him, O Mu'adh, as he's walking with him, إِنَّكَ عَسَىٰ أَلَّا أَتَلْقَانِي بَعْدَ عَامِهَا. O Mu'adh, you won't see me after this year. But when you come, you will pass my grave. And Mu'adh radiallahu anhu hears this. And he cries profusely because of the separation of his beloved. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam consoles him. O Mu'adh, Do not cry. لا تبكي يا معاذ. يا معاذ, don't cry excessively. And then Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turns towards him and he faces, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turns his direction towards Madinah Munawwarah and he says, إِنَّ أَوْلَى النَّاسِ بِي الْمُتَّقُونَ مَنْ كَانُوا حَيْثُ كَانُوا. The closest of people to me are the muttaqoon, are those who have Allah's consciousness. They gain taqwa in their life. Whoever they are and wherever they are. Taqwa. Taqwa is they have this consciousness of Allah. They acquire taqwa, Allah's protection. They have this garment of the fear of Allah. Taqwa from shirk. Taqwa from kufr. Taqwa from sins. Taqwa from bid'ah. Taqwa from what is disliked, what is makruh. And taqwa from everything which is doubtful. And then as الصحابي رضي الله عنه was leaving, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him du'as. حفظك الله من بين يديك ومن خلفك وعن يمينك وعن شمالك ومن فوقك ومن تحتك ودرأ عنك شرور الإنس والجن وشر كل دابة هو آخذ بناصيتها. May Allah protect you from all directions, from in front, from behind, from the right, from the left, from above, from below. May Allah thwart from you and remove from you the evils of man and jinn. And may Allah remove from you and protect you from the evil of any creature. Because Allah is in control of all creatures. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told this sahabi, either it was on this occasion or on another occasion, O Mu'adh, I love you. Now imagine the love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for his sahaba radiallahu anhum. And imagine his love for Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu, the one sahabi who Allah's Nabi said to in this manner, Ya Mu'adh, inni la uhibbuk, I love you. O Mu'adh, and I give you this advice after every salah, do not leave this dua. Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. A'inni, O Allah, help me, assist me. And if you have to read a'inna, respected listeners, you're asking for everybody. Oh Allah, help us. Ala dhikrik, to remember you. Wa shukrik, help us to appreciate you. Wa husni ibadatik, and help us to worship you in the most beautiful manner. Meaning you're asking Allah, that Allah, we can never do it on our own. You give us tawfiq. You help us to worship you. Radiallahu anhu departs with Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhuma, and they go to Yemen. He starts with Sana'a. Obviously they separate, they go into different regions in Yemen, and then they would meet every now and again to give each other kar guzari report and to actually encourage each other and uplift each other's spirits. Allahu Akbar, I remember being in Raiwind and how the Jamaats used to work. One year Jamaats, they would walk in the path of Allah Ta'ala following different routes, and actually the Jamaat would walk on a parallel route. And Jamaat would be in pairs. A Jamaat would be working in one region, another Jamaat would be following another track, and after a certain amount of days, they would meet at a certain place, having a small jor, and all the people they worked on in those few towns, in those last days, both the Jamaats, the people who they worked on, would all meet together in one of those masjids that they had decided maybe approximately a month ago. And in that jor, they would actually have beautiful fikr and make tashkil and encourage the brothers. Alhamdulillah, Mu'adh radiallahu anhu and Abu Musa radiallahu anhu would work in such a beautiful way. And our elders have deduced this work from the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhum in such a beautiful manner. After making effort, then gathering the brothers and encouraging them to follow up with the beautiful intentions they have made to strive in Allah Ta'ala's path. Deen alive in their lives. The system that I saw there was so beautiful, how the Jamaats are following all the tracks and working together. So they would meet very often. Then Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, as he arrives, he started with Sana'a, then he went to the another region called Janad. And as he arrives there, he says to them, O people, inni rasulu rasulillahi ilaykum. I'm the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to you. Ittaqullah, fear Allah. Wa'amalu bijiddin, and make amal with sincerity. Fa'innama hiya al-jannatu wal-nar khuludun falamut wa iqamatun bila za'an. It is Jannat or Jahannam. That's the two tracks in front of us. Everlasting life, no death. We are departing. There's no residence here. We have to go. And every deed a person practices is going to be against him, not for him, unless he does it with ikhlas. إِلَّا مَبْتُغِيَ بِهِ وَجْهُ اللَّهِ وَكُلُّ صَاحِبٍ. And every companion, every action, and every friend that he takes, every action he takes, every friend he takes, will forsake him and will turn against him, except good deeds. Meaning everything, everyone, every investment will be left except the investment of akhirah that will come in the grave. Unzuru li anfusikum. So, oh my people, look into your lives and be careful what investments you make. Is it good deeds or is it anything else? فَأَضِرُّ لَهَا بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Sacrifice everything for deen, but do not sacrifice deen for anything else. فَأَضِرُّ لَهَا بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَلَا تَضُرُّ بِهَا لِشَيْءٍ. How Sahaba radiallahu anhum would understand, Allahu Akbar. And how he taught the people Allah Ta'ala's deen. He taught deen in Sana'a, then he moves to the next region called Jannat. And the first thing he did was he established a masjid in Jannat, following Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrived in Quba, established masjid. He came into Medina Munawwara, established masjid. Allahu Akbar. How beautiful was the practices of Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, following Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, emulating the beautiful teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just to reiterate a little before I continue here in Mu'adh radiallahu anhu's efforts, amazing efforts in Yemen. When did the people of Yemen come to deen? When did they come to Islam? Look back into the beautiful life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was a time where Sulh al-Hudaybiyah had taken place. A Sulh, a treaty between the people of Makkah and the people of Medina Munawwara. The Meccans of Makkah now were in this truce, so there was no attacks. They couldn't attack the Muslims in any way, and the Muslims were working on their hidayat and inviting them to Allah, because now the opportunity came, because there was no hostility between the two because of the truce. And Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam concentrated on the different countries wherein he sent Sahaba radiallahu anhum. One letter he sent to the ruler of Persia. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sent Abdullah bin Hudhafa radiallahu anhu in that direction. The Sahabi goes and he presents the letter to Kisra. Kisra was very upset at Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's letter. Because in the letter Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, from Muhammad Rasulullah to Kisra, the king of Persia. He was very upset that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam started the letter with his own personal name, Mim Muhammad Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And he chased the Sahabi from his court. And he tore the letter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Abdullah bin Hudhafa was waiting outside, he was consoling himself that Alhamdulillah, I fulfilled the task. And now he returns. Anyway, later on, Kisra writes to Yemen, because Yemen was under the Persian Empire at that time. It was like a Persian colony. And he writes to his governor there by the name of Ba'dan. O Ba'dan, send two of your strongest men to go directly to Medina Munawwara to arrest the final Nabi of Allah, this man who claims to be the final Nabi of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These two men go to Medina Munawwara, and as they're passing Makkah, they're asking directions of the city, Medina Munawwara. The people of Makkah were over too happy. Don't worry, we'll give you directions how to get there. Why they were happy? Because they couldn't, invade Medina Munawwara or attack Medina Munawwara because of the truce. But they were very happy because now Kisra is going for Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Finally, when these two strongest men of Yemen, they arrive in Medina Munawwara, when Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam sees that their mustaches were so long and their beards were removed completely, he turned his face and he said, "Who told you all to do this?" He said, "Our Lord Kisra enjoins this practice." Allah's Nabi said, "Walakin amarani Rabbi," but my Rabb has instructed me. My Rabb has instructed that we lengthen the dari, lengthen the lihya, the beard, and remove the mustache. Anyway, they said, "We have come to arrest you, and if you come nicely, we will put in a good word for you by our rulers." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "You have just arrived in my city. We have to welcome you. We have to take care of you." And he sent them with Sahaba radiallahu anhum to see the beautiful environment of Medina Munawwara. They spent some time in Medina. This was the beautiful teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whoever came to Medina was given da'wat. Every person must receive the message of Allah's deen. Then Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to them, when they came, They said, now we have to take you. You know, few days have passed now. Allow us, let's go. And we will put a good word for you. Otherwise you will be in trouble. You know Kisra and his rage and his authority. Allah's Nabi said, إِنَّ رَبِّي قَتَلَ رَبَّكُمَا. My Lord has killed yours. They were shocked. They said, we're going to document this. He says, do as you wish. And as they return to Yemen and they're giving the report to their governor and they're sitting with him, he was shocked. And just then a letter comes from the son of Kisra, whose name was Sherawi, addressing Badan, the governor of Yemen, saying that I am now the king. I killed Kisra because of his injustices. His own son killed him. He tore Rasulullah's letter. Allah made it that his own son killed him. And here, the son says to Badan, do not, that I am now in charge, take my obedience from everyone, and my father wrote to you regarding a certain person in Medina Munawara, do not interfere with that person. Badan received this letter from Sherawi, the son of Kisra. Him and those two men there and then embraced Islam, and Islam started spreading abundantly in Yemen. And then Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, what efforts he made, how Islam spread much more in Yemen. During their stay in Yemen, Mu'adh radiallahu anhu and Abu Musa radiallahu anhu would often meet, as we said. On one occasion, they encouraging each other. So one is asking the other, how is your tahajjud? How is your tilawat? Allahu Akbar. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, but they're making fikr for each other. So, Abu Musa radiallahu anhu says that all the time I'm in tilawat, all the time I'm in amal, all the time, whether I'm in qiyam or I'm riding or I'm traveling, all the time I'm in tilawat of the Quran al-Kareem, all the time. Wa ala rahilati qa'iman wa qa'idan wa muttaji'an atafawwaquhu tafawwaqa. Mu'adh radiallahu anhu says, lakinni anamu thumma aqum. I wake up with tahajjud and I make tilawat, and I sleep first and then I wake up with tahajjud. فَأَحْتَسِبُ نَوْمَتِي كَمَا أَحْتَسِبُ قَوْمَتِي. But my sleep also, I ask Allah for reward also, because I sleep with the correct intention. And when I wake up also, Allah will reward me for my waking up also, and my tahajjud also, and my tilawat also. Meaning Mu'adh radiallahu anhu had an amazing system of time management. So we learn from Abu Musa radiallahu anhu, who was in tilawat and amal all the time. Allah give us tawfiq, Ramadan is coming. And we learn from Mu'adh radiallahu anhu in regards to the importance of time management and niyat. That even though we are sleeping, but we sleep with the intention of awakening and spending our time correctly and being fresh to a tilawat of the Quran, which is very, very meritorious. In this report, it shows the virtue. It's a Musnad Ahmad report of the value of awakening and spending our time correctly, and you know, time management, something very, very important. So these Sahaba radiallahu made a lot of fikr of deen whilst they were there in Yemen. There's one amazing incident where a woman comes to Mu'adh radiallahu anhu and she says, Ya Sahiba Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O the Sahabi of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the right of a man over his wife? What the wife owes to the husband? So Mu'adh radiallahu anhu says to her, that you know, you won't be able to fulfill his full haqq. So just try your best and Allah Ta'ala, you know, will take care. Anyway, she goes and then she comes back and she says, you know, you are the Sahabi of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and you know what is the haqq of the husband over the wife. I really want to fulfill it. Tell me. So he says to her, you know, even if you go home and you see your husband so ill that blood and pus is leaking from him. Even from his min kharahu, qayhan wa daman, pus and blood is leaking from him of illness, from his nose, and you had to lick that and clean it, you would never be able to fulfill the haqq. So anyway, the husband does have rights over the wife has rights over the husband. But this was the question of this woman, and Mu'adh radiallahu anhu explained to her in that way. So Allah give us tawfiq to fulfill each other's rights. But Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, in his stay in Yemen, he made so much of khidmat of deen, narrating the hadith to people, teaching the people. During his stay there was a great fitna of Musaylima Kadhab claiming prophethood. So this Musaylima spread this fitna and spread this corruption amongst the people. Musaylima's name was Abhala bin Ka'ab al-Ansi. So Aswad al-Ansi. So not Musaylima Kadhab, his name was Al-Aswad al-Ansi. Abhala bin Ka'ab al-Ansi. So he now was spreading this fitna, and alhamdulillah,
Mu'adh radiallahu anhu made a lot of effort in protecting the people's iman and calling them back to the truth. Fitnas take place, but these great sahaba radiallahu anhu withstood all these challenges and remained firm and called the people back to the truth. And alhamdulillah, Allah ta'ala gave tawfiq to a great man of our history whose name was Fayruz al-Daylami radiallahu anhu, who was a relative of the ruler's wife, meaning the previous ruler who was Muslim. His wife was a relative of Fayruz radiallahu anhu. Now Fayruz radiallahu anhu spoke to his relative to help, to take her assistance in finishing off this Aswad al-Ansi. And she was the former ruler's wife. Now Aswad al-Ansi, because he then became the ruler, he forced her to remain in her position and as his wife and empress, otherwise he was going to kill her. And alhamdulillah, she saw through his lies and his corruption, and she assisted this great individual of Islam, Fayruz radiallahu anhu, who then came in and finished off this fitna of Aswad al-Ansi radiallahu anhu. And it was obviously under the guidance of Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, and in a short span Allah ta'ala finished off this entire fitna. And Mu'adh radiallahu anhu made great sacrifices there, great efforts in teaching the deen of Allah ta'ala. Whilst he was there in Yemen, the people followed him with such importance. Allah give us tawfiq, people who are teachers of deen, to teach deen correctly and show the deen to humanity practically. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. It's easy to say, but to be on the correct practice is the most important thing. Like in the case of Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, that as he used to make imamat, he was lame on the one foot. So in salah, his one foot was ahead of the other slightly. And one day when he was looking at the salah of his followers and his people, because the imam is doing the Nabi of Allah's job in every community. Sahaba radiallahu anhum and the ulama after the Sahaba radiallahu anhum are responsible for the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in giving dawah to the people, making the tazkiyah of the people, the reformation, and teaching humanity. So here now, Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, as he is now seeing the people's salah, he sees that when they are performing salah, the one foot is ahead of the other foot. So he says to them, please, when you are doing this, don't follow me in this one action. فَلَا تَفْعَلُوا مِثْلَ هَذَا, because I did this out of being handicapped in this manner. Otherwise, this is not the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in regards to salah. So how much of Qurbani he Mu'adh radiallahu anhu made? He was such a great sahabi, such a great sahabi. After that, he returned and he went for Hajj, and when Umar radiallahu anhu met him, together they met each other and they were talking about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they giving each other solace, but the way they were crying because they were missing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the way Mu'adh radiallahu anhu cried, his tears came down his cheeks remembering his beloved Habibullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who sent him to teach Allah's deen in spite of having so much of love for him. Allah's Nabi sent his beloveds to uplift Allah's deen in the four corners of the world. It was Mu'adh radiallahu anhu. Umar radiallahu anhu would say, this is after Mu'adh radiallahu anhu left this world, he would say, لو أدركت معاذا ثم وليته ثم لقيت ربي. He would say that if only Mu'adh radiallahu anhu was alive and I was to appoint him to rule after me, and if Allah was to ask me, who did you appoint over the, as responsible for the entire ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I would say that I appointed such a person over the ummah of Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the one whom I heard your Nabi say, O my Allah, that yati Mu'adh ibn Jabalin bayna yaday al-ulama biratwa, that ulama, that Mu'adh radiallahu anhu will come on the day of judgment as the leader of all the ulama of the ummah, and the ulama, the leaders of the ummah, and the leaders of the leader of all the ulama is Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu. This was how much Umar radiallahu anhu loved him. Umar radiallahu anhu would ask others, What would you wish for? And he would wish for an entire structure filled with men like Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah and Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhum, to take the assistance in the khidmat of deen, to take the assistance in serving humanity. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu would tell his students, إِنَّ مُعَاذَ بْنَ جَبَلٍ كَانَ أُمَّةً قَانِتًا لِلَّهِ حَنِيفًا. Farwa bin Nawfal, his student, says, rahimahullah, he says, my ustaz now made a mistake today. Nasiya Abu Abdul Rahman. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu read it incorrectly. He means Ibrahim Khalilullah. So Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, did you hear me, O my student, say Ibrahim Khalilullah? Or did I say Mu'adh bin Jabal? Mu'adh bin Jabal used to emulate Ibrahim Khalilullah. That's why I said, Mu'adh bin Jabal kana ummatan qanitan lillahi hanifa. So he asked, oh Ustaz, tell me, what is Ummah? So he says, Ummah is the one who teaches humanity, teaches the Ummah, the deen of Allah and the khair. He asked, what is Qanit? He says, the one who is obedient to Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, kana muslihan mu'alliman lil khair, muti'an lillahi azza wa jalla wa li rasulihi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He emulated Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam in these qualities. That's why I said specifically, intentionally, Mu'adh bin Jabal kana ummatan qanitan lillahi hanifa. Sahaba emulated Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. So many ahadith. There's one amazing incident where Umar radiallahu anhu one day sent some tuhfa for Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu anhu, but he was testing his satis. 400 dinar. He sent it to Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu anhu, and he said to the Khadim, go there, give it to him and see what he does with it. In a short span, he comes there, and quickly Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu distributed it and gave it all to the needy people in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Then, as that servant returned to give a report to Umar radiallahu anhu, Amir al-Mu'mineen, who was the guide of the Ummah, the Muzaki of the Ummah, Umar radiallahu anhu then says this Khadim to go to Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu. And Mu'adh bin Jabal was teaching Allah's deen in different countries. So the servant comes to him and he presents it. And this, while the servant is there, Mu'adh radiallahu anhu didn't delay. He put the 400 dinar into parcels and he started sending this one and that one, to this one and to that one, to these orphans, to those widows, to all the needy people of the Ummah of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then his wife then screamed from inside the hijab that, وَنَحْنُ وَاللَّهِ مَسَاكِينَ by Allah, we are also masakeen, give us. And from the entire container or bag, there was only 2 dinar left. So then he passed it towards her. This was the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. So many ahadith he narrated. 157 ahadith approximately. So many. Just a few. One is the famous hadith wherein Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Mu'adha, I love you. Don't leave that dua after every salah. Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. Allahumma a'inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. Let's bring this alive in our lives, my respected elders and listeners. One day he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Nabi of Allah, tell me of an amal through which Allah will give me jannah and save me from Jahannam. Yudkhilni Allahu al-Jannah wa yubaiduni min al-Nar. Say, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you're asking for something so great, but it's easy for the one who Allah makes it easy for. Allah, you make it easy for us. Worship Allah. Do not ascribe any partners unto Him at all. Nothing in the least. Establish Salah. Give your zakat correctly. Fast in the month of Ramadan. Make your Hajj. Then, O Mu'adh, shall I show you the doors of good? Fasting is a shield. Fasting is a shield. Allahu Akbar, read in the Fazaili Amal, in the Fazaili Ramadan, how beautifully Mawlana Zakariya rahmatullahi explains the 6 qualities for the one who's fasting. Allah give us tawfiq to protect the fast from all indecencies. Protect the eyes while fasting. Protect the hands while fasting. Protect the tongue while fasting. Protect the limbs while fasting. Read it in the Fazaili Ramadan. It's amazing how to protect the fast. What a protective shield is the fasting. Charity extinguishes the sins, like how water extinguishes fire, and the salah of a person at midnight, at tahajjud time. Then Allah's Nabi recited the verse, تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. O Mu'adh, shall I inform you, the peak of all deeds, the backbone, the hump, the apex of the hump of the deeds of deen. Yes, indeed, O Nabi of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Nabi said, the peak is Islam. Ra'asul Amr, the head is Islam. And the pillar is Salah. And the peak of the hump is Jihad, is striving in Allah's way. O Mu'adh, let me teach you something. بِمَلَاكِ ذَانِكَ كُلِّهِ. That amal in our deen that encompasses the entire deen. Encompasses the entire deen. Yes, indeed, O Nabi of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, held onto his own tongue. And he said, O Mu'adh, control this. Kuffa alayka hadha. Control this. O my Nabi, will we be questioned? Are we going to be taken to task for our words also? Wa inna lamu'akhadhuna bima natakallamu bih. Allah's Nabi said, woe to you, Mu'adh. Do you know that limb that will throw people on their faces and on their noses into Jahannam is actually the result of what they speak. وَهَلْ يَكُبُّ النَّاسِ عَلَىٰ وُجُوهِهِمْ أَوْ عَلَىٰ مَنَاخِرِهِمْ إِلَّا حَصَائِدُ أَلْسِنَتِهِمْ. The result of their tongues will throw them into Jahannam. Allahu Akbar. These are some of the so many ahadith, 157 ahadith he treasured and heard from the beautiful Mubarak lips of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he shared it with the Ummah.